Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning, I'm talking about something at night. Coming up on 4th of July, that's just a day away here, there is going to be a thunder moon eclipse. So before you watch the fireworks and after you watch the fireworks, you might want to go out and watch for the moon. When the moon comes up, and that's really just before sunset, if you can see it on the east, you will see that it is a different kind of look, a dramatic sight of look. So you might want to take a look at that. And then after fireworks, about 11:30 actually, will be the height of a penumbral lunar eclipse. What's that? Well, that means that the sun will be only partially covered, and so it will be not very bright, not much difference, pretty subtle, but it gives a strange, subtle sight. So worth looking at. There are so many things going on related to the moon in 2020. 2020 is an unusual year in many ways, but it especially relates to the moon. We have 13 full moons this year, and we've had several of those, but there are more to come. Just quickly run down those dates in case you want to mark them on your calendar. We had one in January 10th, and by the way, each of these have special names. So in January, it's called a wolf moon, and most of these came from Native American names or even back in time, and mostly are related, of course, to seasons. Well, if you think about wolf moon, that's the moon that the wolves are howling at. February 9th is, and these dates I'm giving you are the dates of the full moons this year. Snow moon, of course, relates to the snowy conditions. March 9th was a worm moon and a super moon, and that's when the earthworms start coming out of the ground. April 7th was another super moon. We had three super moons in 2020, and that's quite unusual. So April 7th was the pink moon, and that relates to some of the pink flowers coming out. It's also called the grass sprouting moon. May 7th, that was another super moon called the flower moon, and of course, that's when a lot of flowers are blooming. It's also, according to Indian lore, called corn planting moon. I think now we plant the corn earlier than that, but it's still called the corn planting moon or the flower moon. June 5th, we're getting closer to these dates coming up. June 5th is the strawberry moon, and it was a penumbral lunar eclipse not visible in the United States. Of course, you go around the world, you can see these at different times. So, strawberry moon, guess what? That's when the strawberries are blooming and sometimes they're ready to eat. July 5th, hey, here we are. July 4th and July 5th actually are full moons. And we said that was called the thunder moon, relating often to storms that are take place in July. It's also called the buck moon because that's when the deer are losing their antlers and growing the new ones. And so as I just mentioned, this year, that's also the penumbral lunar eclipse, a partial lunar eclipse. Coming up, marking on your calendar, August 3rd is another full moon called the Sturgeon Moon. Guess that. What that stands for? Well, you know, the Indians found there were plentiful fish in the lakes at that time. September 2nd is another full moon, and that one is designated as the Harvest Moon. But the Harvest Moon is technically, this is the only kind of technical one, is closest to the September equinox, which is usually September 22nd. So sometimes as we go through the years, the Harvest Moon may actually be in October. When I think of the Harvest Moon, I think mostly of its color, but of course, from the Indian term, that's when they were preparing for winter and were out hunting. It's also because of its often bright colors called the blood
on
blood moon, but that's there's another meaning for blood moon that we want to mention. November 30th is a beaver moon, and we have something unusual going there. Remember November 30th, what else is there on that date? Well, that's going to be a Halloween one, so we don't always have a full moon. That should be make it easier for those folks out there getting their treating bags full. November 30th is the beaver moon, of course, related to plentiful beavers. And December 29th, guess what that one's called? It's called a cold moon. Imagine that. So it's interesting, I think, to think about the names that are given these moons. But there are some special things that we can think about when we look at those moons. Okay, blood moon. I mentioned that we sometimes call it that because of the red glow, but technically, the blood moon occurs during a total lunar eclipse, which, of course, doesn't happen often. This hides the moon from the sunlight, and when this happens, the only light that reaches the moon's surface is from the edges of the Earth's atmosphere, and this makes it seem like there is a bright red line around it. Also, I've been mentioning the name supermoon because we've had several of those already. The supermoon appears to us as larger than usual. And perhaps you remember hearing on the news, because there was quite a lot of news about it since there were three of them happening in those early months this year. A supermoon looks larger just because it's a bit closer to the Earth. And supermoon is actually just a nickname for what astronomers call a perigean full moon, a moon that is full and at its closest point in its orbit around the Earth. So, of course, it looks much lighter. It could look at that super moon was 30% brighter than a usual moon. So what's about the term once in a blue moon? Do you ever use that term? You know, that happens once in a blue moon. Well, it's not the color. In fact, a blue moon does not look any different than a regular monthly full moon. Rather, a blue moon is special because it is an extra moon in a season with four full moons. This usually only happens every 2.5 years. Since the 1940s, the term blue moon has also been used for the second full moon in a calendar year. And this usually happens only every 2.5 years. So, blue moon, it is special, doesn't happen very often. So all of those kinds of names give us some various information about what's going on in the sky above us. Also, those names, by the way, that I gave you have been outlined in the Old Farmer's Almanac. Well, the Old Farmer's Almanac also, of course, gives us lots of other information about the moon. And some of that may relate to what part of the moon, what phase of the moon we're seeing at a particular time and how it might be affecting our lives. So what are the various phases of the moon? They each coming and going has a special name. Of course, the new moon is positioned between the Earth and Sun, so it cannot be seen from Earth. This moon signifies new beginnings. The waxing crescent moon means the moon's illumination is growing, and crescent means less than half of the moon is illuminated. And this moon phase signifies intention. And often when it's at that crescent, you'll hear people say, well, it's tipped up, so it's not going to rain. We have given all sorts of meaning to the moon and its position. First quarter moon is exactly half of the moon is illuminated and the other half is shadowed. And this particular moon signifies decision making. A waxing gibbous moon means the moon's illumination is growing, and gibbous means more than half of the moon is illuminated. A full moon, of course, well, I think we pretty much know what a full moon is. The sun illuminates the entire moon. And if you want to look for meaning, it signifies release and sealing of intention. Those are kinds of meanings that I have not previously heard. A waning gibbous refers to the decreasing of the moon's illumination, and gibbous means more than half of the moon is illuminated. Third quarter, exactly half of the moon is illuminated and the other half is shadowed. We will see the opposite side rather than in the first quarter of the moon. And a waning crescent, that refers to the shrinking of the moon's illumination, and the crescent means less than half the moon is illuminated. So, whether you don't pay any attention to the moon, whether you think it always looks the same, which is different every night, or whether you live by the moon, you know, in the Old Farmer's Almanac, they might give us particular times of the moon signs when it's the best time to cut your hair, best time to plant peas, the best time to wean the baby, all kinds of things that, according to people's stories and experience, really believe this is the time of the moon that is the best to do something. And I guess if it's best for the person who's looking at it, maybe it is. So take a look at the moon tomorrow when it's coming up, and about 11 o'clock or so at night, to see the thunder moon in a penumbral eclipse. And until next time, here's a thought. The moon puts on an elegant show, different every time in shape, color, and nuance.